This is the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, and I'm Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some incredible women across all industries and backgrounds who've agreed to tell the truth about what it really means to hustle. It's time for us to be honest, to let other women know that they aren't alone, to share our mountains and our valleys, to practice self-care, and celebrate our wins together. It's time to hear the truth from the women behind the hustle. This is the Girl Behind the Hustle, and I'm your host, Lucretia L.C. Thomas. This podcast episode is brought to you by Loving My Truth. Tune in to Loving My Truth Network podcast with your host, Cece, for all positive vibes and all the positive energy. Subscribe at lovingmytruthnetwork.com, and you can find them on IG at loving.my.truth. See you there. Hey guys, it's Lucretia. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast this week. So this week's podcast episode is going to be a solo episode, and it's really just about how we're taking in and processing information. Right now, I feel like we're in a state where we're just kind of, we're taking in a lot, you know? There's so much going on in the world and so much messaging, so many emails with apologies and text messages and DMs. It's just a lot right now. And so on Tuesday, it was Blackout Tuesday, and there was so much confusion of what it stood for, what action we should be taking. Are we posting black squares with a message? Are we taking a break from social media today? Are we muting? What's going on? And come to find out, the message that we thought it was supposed to be about with us muting our social media was not even what the original reason was. And a lot of that confusion just comes from being on social media so much and it just being so many different messages out there, right? And when we're constantly tuned in, it's hard to weave through the noise. So what I noticed on Tuesday was a lot of group think where one person posted, so the next person did. And even if you didn't understand, you didn't want to be the person not posting. And then for solidarity, so we're posting and I haven't posted anything about what's going on. So let me post the black box now because this is easy. I can do this. It was just a lot. And so what I'm noticing is that since we're constantly on social media, that there has been so much groupthink and so much of pointing of fingers and watching to see how this person's reacting and what this person's doing. But there's never a moment to actually think, what if that person is actually just taking a moment to process? With COVID-19 going on top of the injustices in the world, there is a lot of grieving happening right now. We're grieving physical loss. We're grieving the loss from centuries due to, you know, the justice system and races. There's a lot. There's a lot of grieving. And we live in a society right now where people feel like if you're not grieving publicly, you're grieving wrong. Let me say this. And I saw this in a quote, and I just want to expand on what I saw. You are not required to grieve publicly. You're not required to process publicly. You're not required to even show that you donated publicly. That's not a requirement. And so maybe it's time to tune out and to turn off social media. You know, it's not like TV that used to go off at a certain time and then you got the static on your screen. So it was a signal like, okay, time to turn it off. That's the signal. Now we're on our phone from the morning that we open our eyes, we're on our phone. We're falling asleep at night, scrolling our phone. And so we never actually have the time and the opportunity to tap out and to take a moment to kind of control our energy and control what we're processing and what we're taking in because we're constantly tuned into our cell phone. And so what I've really been hearing, I don't know, maybe three times this week, I've been hearing this message. It's been popping into my head. I may have seen like a quote or two related to it in the message popped into my head. I sat still and meditated and it came to me. This message is stay on your course. Focus on your assignment. It's hard to focus on what you should be doing when you're constantly tuned into social media. And so I'm going to share with you a couple of ways that you'll know if it may be time for you to take a social media break. So whether you're taking this break for mental health, to replenish your joy, to love on yourself radically, to practice radical self-care, here's why I think you right now you should be taking a mental health break from social media. If you are playing the comparison game, it's time to take a break. If you're watching what they're posting and taking signals and cues, like, okay, if they're posting that, I should post that. If they're giving this, I should give this. It's time to take a break. You need to tap into yourself. If you're checking your phone constantly, nonstop, it's in your hand from sun up to sundown, it's time to take a break. If you're only posting things to get a reaction without thinking it through, without thinking about the trauma that this could cause for another person, or if it could possibly be triggering to someone else, you need a break. If you yourself are becoming traumatized from seeing some of the images and the posts that are being shared on social media, you need to take a break. If you're confused right now with the role that you should be playing with everything that's going on right now, and you don't know what your assignment is, and you don't know what gift you should be using to use your influence or to use your gift with right now everything that's going on, you need to get still. You need to take a break. If you feel like right now the choices that you are making on social media are influenced by group thinking and what everyone else is doing, you probably need a little bit of a break. If you're having trouble sleeping because you cannot break away from your phone, you can't put it down, you're always looking at it to see if you got a message or to see if you got a response to a post or to see if someone posted something new or if there's an update on anything, girl, you need to take a break. The news cycle is nonstop. It's not ending. Justice, restorative justice work did not start last week with Floyd and that tragedy, and it's not going to end tomorrow. So my suggestion to you would be to take a break, to pause, figure out what exactly it is you should be doing right now, what your response should be. Because every response does not have to be some grand gesture. Your response could just be how you choose to show up every single day in your life. Your response could be the conversations that you have with coworkers, with friends. It could be how you advocate for people when they are not in the room. It could be how you recruit people of color. It could be how you recruit black people for positions. It could be how you share their work and give them credit and not erase their name from their work that they do. There's so much you could do right now to give back to black people. But it's hard to see the things that you could do and maybe even the things that you've already done because you're constantly tapped into social media, looking for answers, looking for validation. Looking for, like, yeah, you're doing the right thing. We can't give that to you. That's something that you're going to have to pause and take a break from. And for the people who are affected by this, black people who are affected by this, it can be a lot because we've already experienced these things. We've already been aware of everything. We've experienced it. We've seen it. We've noticed it. We've posted about it. We've talked about it. We've thought about it. And now everyone else is waking up. We've already been doing it. Don't feel pressured to do what society and what other people are telling you that you should do. Pause, breathe, focus, sit, get still. Take a break from social media and figure out what your next step should be. Fill your cup up so that you can continue to have the energy to fight against these issues or and show up to speak about these issues or show up in whatever way that your assignment says you should show up. But without taking that break, you can't figure that out. So those are the reasons why I think that everyone should probably be taking a break from social media if you're experiencing any of those things, okay? So me, myself, I'm actually going to be taking a break from social media myself, and I'll be getting back on Monday. So on Monday, I'll find out what's new and what's happening. Until then, and until next week, until next Tuesday, you can keep up with us on girlbehindthehustle.com. If you're in the newsletter, you'll still get our Friday newsletter. We'll be having our book club discussion coming up soon to discuss Elizabeth Acevedo, Clap When You Land. That date will be published on Friday, so you'll get that if you're on the email list. If not, go to girlbehindthehustle.com and sign up so you don't miss out on that. And I mentioned before, we're going to start having our second round of Small Business Saturday posts available. So if you're on the email list, you'll be getting an email about that too. Until next Tuesday, guys, hustle in grace.